We're not there yet. The ER is still closed, basically only open from 8 to 4, and there's reasons for that. But what we just discovered, I think, was that over the many years that we suffered hearing about that rural hospitals had to be made smaller or removed or closed, that there was a lot of internal damage to the hospitals in morale, in structure, in capital investments, in technology. It became a very a place that it was very hard to recruit professionals to because of that. And it didn't jump out to us, probably, or at least to me as the member of the Health Action Group, but it became clear that that those types of things had to change before we were going to get professionals to come back. So we really think that we're at a state where we're at that changing point now.
He described how the group formed a collaboration with the Horizon Health Network focused on trying to resolve the staffing crisis, including with the creation of a community recruitment website.
Our community recruitment site was the first one that's been put up that we can find, certainly in this area, this region in particular. But it was done by volunteers, and the town got some resources for us, which was really helpful. And the first response from Horizon was, well, that's like favoritism, you know, where we only market one town. We can't do that. We're responsible to the province. We're accountable to the province. And so we talked it through and said, that's not what we're saying. You have the obligation to recruit for everybody, but we have an opportunity to complement that by making our own sites and putting out the other 50% of the equation. There's a professional question when people are looking for where they want to work, but the other 50% is, how am I going to live there? Why do I want to live there? What's my family going to do? And Horizon isn't very good at that. So after a couple of weeks, they saw it as a really positive thing, that this is something other communities should do, because we then work on the whole provincial scale. We'll start to be able to compete with some of the bigger provinces.
That's John Hyam of the Regional Health Action Group. He told town councillors this week the efforts to recruit staff for the Sackville Memorial Hospital have been paying off. The main challenge is getting enough doctors.
We basically have pretty well all the nurses that are necessary, and we do have all the LPNs that are necessary for all of the services we had previously. What we do not have is enough physicians, enough family physicians, and enough ER physicians, and we don't have any team or health approaches as yet. The doctors here did vote to remove the combination of you had to be both a family physician and an ER doctor if you were to come here, and that's traditionally the contract you get when you become a physician here. They have agreed to decouple that, and Horizon has agreed to that. So individuals can now do whatever they wish, including both, or they can focus on one or the other. In the past, they did not have that option.
Hyam said there has also been progress in terms of getting inpatient services back at the hospital. One major issue for the volunteer group is its sustainability as an organization.
I think we're now at a stage where, and we have voiced this a few times, that there's an opportunity now to create a structure that gives the community a voice in the governance of health services. And I think that that's where the next debate should come from, is how and where is that most appropriate. It doesn't have to be a big one. It has to be a voice that's community accountable.
Again, that was John Hyam of the Regional Health Action Group speaking to Sackville Town Council earlier this week.